our world could do with one more good word. Hi and welcome to another episode of Word Nerd. For this episode, I've got a poem I've long since meant to read to you. It's called What You Missed That Day You Were Absent from Fourth Grade. It's written by Brad Aaron Modlin, a writer and poet by profession. And in fact, it's featured in a collection of poems by the same author that is titled Everyone at This Party Has Two Names. I haven't read the book, but it is high on my TBR list, owing especially to its fetchy name. Anyway, chances are some of you are already familiar with this particular poem because since I read it for the first time, I myself have come across it on several platforms, and rightfully so because it's so good and so relevant. And reading it yet again can only do us good, so let me go ahead and read it to you. What You Missed That Day You Were Absent from Fourth Grade. Mrs. Nelson explained how to stand still and listen to the wind, how to find meaning in pumping gas, how peeling potatoes can be a form of prayer. She took questions on how not to feel lost in the dark. After lunch, she distributed worksheets that covered ways to remember your grandfather's voice. Then the class discussed falling asleep without feeling you had forgotten to do something else, something important, and how to believe the house you wake in is your home. This prompted Mrs. Nelson to draw a chalkboard diagram detailing how to chant the Psalms during cigarette breaks, and how not to squirm for sound when your own thoughts are all you hear. Also, that you have enough. The English lesson was that I am is a complete sentence. And just before the afternoon bell, she made the math equation look easy, the one that proves that hundreds of questions and feeling cold and all those nights spent looking for whatever it was you lost and one person add up to something. So what did you think of that poem? I think it's such a powerful reminder to all of us to rethink our definition of education. I'm also reminded of Walt Whitman when he once said, "Re-examine all you have been told in school or church or in any book. Dismiss whatever insults your own soul, and your very flesh shall be a great poem."